Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, coming to you live and in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in Salina, Tennessee. We've got the corner room here where we can see some of the big trucks go through. We're not on the main corner, but we can see and hear part of them, and so you will hear one of them every once in a while come over the microphone. But we're proud to have everyone here with us this morning, and of course we want to invite you to be here with us every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And also want to remind you that if you hear something you think your neighbors would like to hear, let them know and let them tune us in tonight when we rebroadcast at 6 o'clock. So and like I said, we do this every Thursday morning. We try to have some interesting guests on, and we've got a couple of interesting guests today with us, and we're going to get right into that just here in a few minutes, but I guess the first thing we need to do is just take a little quick break, let everybody catch their breath, and get all the everything set up and ready here, and we'll be ready to go just in a few minutes. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I lost my healthy 27-year-old son to influenza. Jacob wasn't someone you'd expect to die from the flu. He was strong, a martial arts athlete. After 5 weeks of fighting, Jacob died.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Each year, influenza claims the lives of Americans of all ages, including healthy young adults like Jacob. Ask about vaccination the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We once again want to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner this morning. Got a couple of announcements to make, some important announcements that we need to make. Of course, the roller coaster yard sale is going on as we speak. I, I think some folks even got out yesterday and started traveling up and down the highways here. But we want to remind everyone that sometimes yard sellers get just a little bit carried away with all the yard sales and stuff going on, and they sometimes are not real, real careful drivers. So be careful out there. This should be a fun weekend, and we don't need any more accidents in this area after the one we had last week, where we've got some teenagers that are really, really struggling right now as a result of an automobile accident that happened last week. So just be careful out there, as sometimes the folks on the TV say. And like I said, this thing is going on all weekend. We've got a bunch of folks over under the bridge here in Salina in the fairgrounds. I'll just call it that. That ain't the official name, I think. And I want to real quickly talk about some of the things there. On Saturday, the Lions Club is having a pancake breakfast over there, and the tickets for breakfast are $5. And we've got just a whole bunch of folks down there getting set up. I know it's going to be just a little nippy during the day, and maybe a chance of a little sprinkle, but that usually doesn't slow down shoppers when they're looking through bargains in the flea market. Does it, Mrs. Sandra Wicks?
No, it does not.
Sandra's in this morning to talk to us a little bit about the chili cook-off. So, Sandra, if you will, you want to tell us what's going on with it this year?
Sure, I'd be happy to. This year, the chili cook-off is October the 10th. We are being able to be judged and eating at 11:30. First year that the Clay County Senior Center is going to be sort of sponsoring it, being over it. And we're so thankful to be able to do this because any funds raised will go to benefit our seniors. This year, is, as always, first prize is $500. Second prize is $233, and we will have the People's Choice, $250, and Best Decorated Booth, $50. The entry fee is only $10, and we would love to have more cookers. We also want to invite everyone to come out. We have 600 bowls that we will be selling for $5 each.
And they are in already.
And they are in, and we're getting in the process of getting ready to put the napkins, fork, or spoons and everything in for people to eat. We are going to have live music this year. We are going to have a 10 Sleep Band. This gentleman's name is Tom Watson, and he has agreed to come, and so we're excited about that. This year we are going to have a kids' best decorated pumpkin contest. So all the kids out there, 12 years old and under, we'd love for you to bring your pumpkin all decorated up, and there will be a cash prize for first and second place. We're going to have a few things that's going to be different this year. We are not having an actual cornhole tournament. We are going to have cornhole boards available for people to play. Next year we may have to, redo that. I sort of got into this a little bit late and was still learning and needing a lot of help with getting this cook-off going.
So we're playing cornhole for bragging rights this year.
We're playing cornhole for bragging rights this year. Next year it may be different. But we are going to have a few different things. And I think actually in the afternoon, the Clay County Merchants, after our cook-off, are going to do a cakewalk. From what I gather, they're probably going to start, I'm not for sure what time. I'm sure they will get, with everyone and let everyone know what time that they're planning on doing that. But we're going to have some guessing games that's all free. And we just want to invite everyone out. It's going for a great cause. I want to, be able to do more with my senior citizens, and this will definitely help us to be able to do that at no cost to them.
Okay, and I think maybe you volunteered me the other day for a little thing you're starting down there.
Yes, and Thomas has agreed to come, and we have some of our seniors that were interested in learning computers. So we're going to have sort of like a beginner's computer class. We're going to start that on October the 6th, and we're going to see how many's interested, and then we'll have to go from there and probably plan better. But I didn't know of like three or four that are coming to the center currently that are very excited about this.
Well, grandparents now are learning if they want to converse with their grandkids, they're going to have to learn to use email, and they're eventually going to have to learn how to, that awful word, text. because teenagers seem like they don't want to speak out loud. They'd rather talk with their fingers, hadn't they?
That's true, and I still struggle with that. I like to hear a voice, and I can text, and I do text, but I still like to hear a voice, and I guess I'm old-fashioned.
Well, that's you get... Here I am talking to one of my former students that we're talking about. Well, what else you got going on down there?
We do have our shuffleboard court on the inside now, which has shown to be very popular. Everyone is having a great time playing shuffleboard. It's inside. It's just a great exercise, too. You would be surprised how sore you can get from playing shuffleboard when you first start.
Okay, and what about the pitch games? Are they still going strong?
Pitch still goes strong. We had planned to have a pitch tournament, but that we just didn't have anyone interested at this time, so we are probably going to put that off and do that at a later time, maybe in the winter when it's cold and people might be more interested in playing pitch.
Okay, and when you do a tournament like that, you're not just talking about the seniors playing in. You're talking about an open tournament.
We're talking open tournament. Anyone that wants to come in and play. That's what we're going to do with our pitch tournament.
Sometimes it's hard to get that out. You know, sometimes people get, hey, that's just for them old folks.
It's not just for us old folks. It's for anyone that loves to play pitch.
Well, how are you enjoying that position down there? I know you're...
I am loving it. I had told someone not too long ago, it doesn't even seem like work. I enjoy it so much. So it's I really love getting to know so many people.
Okay, and like I said, they're getting you involved with a lot of other things. Like I said, getting up here on the square with us for the chili cook-off. And just letting folks know what's going on around here. And Sandra, have you got anything else to...
No, but we're taking anyone that wants to enter into the cook-off. If you want to enter on October the 9th, please just call us. We've got flyers around. It's got the numbers. You can call 243-3467, or you can call the mayor's office at 243-2161 if you want an entry form. I've mailed out several. Some have come to pick up, you know, their forms, and we'd love to have at least 20 teams. That would be a great thing.
That would. Sandra, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and we'll let you get back to your busy pace down there, and we appreciate having you here, and of course, when we get started doing some other things, we'll invite you back anytime that you've got some news for us. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back with our next guest. We have the Honorable Representative from our area here, the Honorable Kelly Kiesling here this morning is going to sit in. We're going to talk about some state legislature and some things going on in our district in this area here. But right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. They see me around the neighborhood, and they tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back here. I was taking a short nap here, I guess. We're back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Right off the bat, we want to remind everyone about the birthday and anniversary club here on WVFB-FM 101.5 here at Kicks Country. Every Thursday morning, we've got a list of about 20 names here, and then one of them is going to be the lucky winner of a birthday or anniversary cake today. We'll draw one of those out here just in a little bit, and we want to remind everyone that to get your name on the list, you can contact me or Susan Bailey numerous ways. But we especially want you to call this answering machine here in the courthouse and leave us your name and number and speak slowly, clearly, because you are speaking to a machine, and then we'll get it off and we'll put your name on the list. Like I said, we got a pretty good list this morning, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll read those off, and then when, toward the end of the program, we'll draw a winner out. And once again, we want to remind you folks, now if you're listening to us on the radio, you know, we want you to listen to us, but pay attention to what you're doing going down the road, especially if you're coming out of Kentucky down here in Tennessee. This is the roller coaster yard sale, which means it's a crooked up and down road, and be careful on that thing. So like I said, we've got Representative Keesling here this morning. If he'd have come down the old Birdstown Road, he'd have been down a curvy, crooked road this morning. Right now, Representative, it's a pleasure having you here. I know we've talked about this a number of times, and we finally got a schedule together, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about, of course, first off, introduce himself to us, and then he's going to talk about some of the things that he's been involved in.
Well, thank you, Thomas. It is great to be with you and the listeners on WVFB today, 101.5. And you're correct. I'm glad you did remind the folks about this yard sale that's going on. Fortunately for me, coming down, I left just a little bit late, not intentionally, but I did, and thank goodness there hadn't been that many people that set up to with their vendors and all that stuff. So anyway, I made it quickly right on in this morning. So I do appreciate the invitation to be with you today on the Clay County corner. And to begin with, I think many of our listeners I don't think realize, and I say this very respectfully, I don't think they realize just how large our House district is that we represent in Nashville. It does consist of five counties: Clay, Macon, Pickett, Scott, and in the upper half of Fentress County. Now that population is our total population is just over 65,000. But we are the only House district in the state that consists have parts of five counties in it. Most of the others have, on the average, two or three counties. And, of course, when you get into the more urban areas, they have just communities within those counties, such as Shelby and Davidson and Hamilton and so on. But anyway,
for a second, sir. You know, the counties you mentioned, and then it's kind of like Macon. You know, Macon, I know they're neighbors to us, but they've never been really neighbors to the rest of the county. You know, that's kind of a big change, wasn't it?
It is. And, initially in 2010, or when I came into the office in 11, elected in 10, we had the upper half of Anderson County. It's quite a bit, the configuration of our district was quite a bit different. We had a more of a East Tennessee presence at that time than we do now. Actually, we had the upper half of Anderson County, which was that's the county with Oak Ridge and Clinton over there. Those weren't included, but Briceville and those northern communities were. Of course, Jackson was part of Thomas, you know, our district at that time as well. But then, you know, every 10 years, you know, we have the, which affects congressional districts as well.
Okay, I hate to get you off track, but go ahead and
sure. Yeah, but no, that's true. And so anyway, it did shape up. The design of our district was changed quite dramatically. As a matter of fact, to give you just a big overview of just the size of our district, if you look at a map, you'll see that the House District 38 stretches almost between the two interstate, our major interstate highway systems here in our state, and that's I-65 and I-75. On the west side, of course, it's right there at the city limits of Westmoreland, and then, you know, that's minutes away from I-65. And then when you go to the extreme eastern side at the Campbell-Scott County line, you're only minutes away from I-75. So this district consists, of course, you know, we have, with five counties, you have five county commissions that needs your attention and assistance, along with six in this district, six school boards, nine city councils, two time zones, two congressional districts, and those being Congressman Fleshman, as well as Congressman Diane Black. And then, of course, two state senators. Most of the time, most House districts only have one state senator. But in our case, we have senators, of course, May Beavers, who represent Macon and Clay County, and then Senator Yeager, the remaining three counties, Fentress, Pickett, and Scott. Now, the drive time across our district holds the record. The best I've done, Thomas, from Westmoreland to Pioneer, Tennessee, was 3 hours and 15 minutes. So it's quite a challenge. And I've said all this to just give you just an overview of the size of your district. And you know, folks, don't let anybody kid you. Every community has its own personality and. You know, we were just needs in Scott County are sometimes different than they are in Clay County.
Well, how hard did, you know, I know to put together some type of coalition among all five of those counties. I mean, it just the physical layout, the historical background of the counties. I know you've tried to do this, and it's a tremendous job, isn't it?
It's such a challenge, and I don't want to wear that word out, but the word challenge. But it is a challenge, and you just have to do the best you can. You know, the fact is, I'm not, and I know going in, I know I'm not the greatest speaker when I get in front of a group of people, nor am I the best at introducing and, or I should say, is what we call in the well in our House chambers as far as sponsoring legislation. But folks, I can tell you one thing that I made a goal for myself is to be the most, one thing that I can do is to be the most accessible state representative in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's what I've tried to do. Anytime that that our chamber, Clay Chamber, calls and I can put it on our calendar and get it scheduled, I will be here. But that applies to all of the counties. So I've tried my very best to be the most accessible. I even have my cell phone. If you have one of my legislative cards. you will see that even my cell phone is on there, and that is something that most elected officials, and I guess I will have to have a chuckle there, they tried to avoid getting, private numbers out.
Does your mailbox ever get full on there?
My mailbox, ladies and gentlemen, has been full since late February, from our last session, and I have been trying to work diligently.
We'll take a little short break here, and they do kind of require that I make a little money off of this thing, and we've got a number of sponsors that want to bring some important messages to you. So we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes and continue with Representative Keesley.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still sitting here on the corner. They haven't closed us down yet. We're still going, and I hope you'll listen very closely to our sponsored message that you just heard. And I know the Dairy Queen was mentioned, so following that, we'll just go through our list of birthdays and anniversaries today. And then, like I said, later on in the show, we will give away a birthday cake. But let's begin with Gertrude Green, who in the past week celebrated her 95th birthday. So we really want to send a special happy birthday out to Gertrude if she's listening to us. And this is from all your friends and family throughout Clay County. On 25th also, we had Cheryl DeVore, who's celebrating her 60th birthday from Friends, and also Tracy Kendall, wish a happy birthday from Kathy Kendall. On the 26th, Billy Cherry celebrated a birthday, and his family would like to wish him a happy birthday. On September the 27th, we have Gladys and Liesl Thompson, who are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary, and this come in from all their youngins. And also on that day, Jamie Thompson, happy birthday from Anna Ruth Adams Thompson. And let's see, on the 28th, Sam Wood celebrated a birthday. And also Sherry Holman, wish Sherry a real happy birthday. Sherry was in the first class that I sponsored when I began teaching out here about, 4 or 5 years ago. And this comes from her cousin, Joy Brown. Say hello to both of you young ladies. And then also on the 28th, we have Emily Mahaney wished a happy birthday from all the girls up at the hospital. On the 29th, Carolyn Browning, Matt Combs, and Bobby Pennington celebrated a birthday. And then on the 30th, Amber Watson celebrated her birthday.
And Amber just recently welcomed her young daughter into the world, and we want to wish Amber a special birthday today. And also Bobby and Judy Smith, 30th wedding anniversary from friends and family, and also Rachel McLaren celebrating a birthday. And then October the 1st, which I believe is today, isn't it? We have Mackenzie Holman, Nana and Papa, wishing her a happy birthday. And then also Aiden Barlow from his Nana and Papa here in Clay County. And also a happy birthday to a very special friend today, Mr. Gene Bowles, who I worked with forever. Gene was the maintenance man for the school system here for a number of years and basically kept this place tied together with a pair of wire pliers and a screwdriver. And one of the greatest fellows here in the county. And we really want to wish Gene a happy birthday. And also Faye Daniels. And then the last one, I think it's sometime this past week, Buddy Odle out in Moss celebrated a birthday. And we want to wish Buddy a happy birthday. So we will draw a name here in a minute. And I've got one other little announcement down here. The Campground Methodist Church is having their annual homecoming. And this is out in the Hermitage Springs community. And they've got a bunch of activities going on this Sunday. And if you'd like more information on it, give Corinne Clements a call at 931-258-3220. I know this is one of the oldest congregations here in Clay County, and they're celebrating a birthday. Like I said, they've got stuff going on all day, so just give her a call, and she'll fill you in on all the information. Well, now we got through with all that, Mr. Kiesling, we can get back to you. For
well, yeah, minutes. Thank you, and congrats, and again, my congrats to everyone that was mentioned just now. We've given you just an overview of your house district, but then of course we have duties there as well, and I serve on both committees, insurance and banking committees, chairman of the insurance and banking subcommittee. Chairman, also serving on the transportation committee, and then our energy task force committee as well. So now, in addition to that, just to give you an overview of how annually this thing works, January through April, and sometimes that can extend, ladies and gentlemen, into May. But I'm down there, I'm in Nashville representing your interest 4 to 5 days per week. Now, once session concludes, though, however, that doesn't mean that I can kick back and relax. Of course, in addition to legislative duties in Nashville, I also serve on the board of directors at the Children's Center of the Cumberlands in Scott County, which encompasses 4 or 5 counties over in the eastern East Tennessee there as well. Of course, very active with since we have our house district is actually in both Middle and East Tennessee. I serve on the East Tennessee Development District as well as the East Tennessee Human Resource Agency. Then we have the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency here in Cookeville as well as the Upper Cumberland Development District. So, and then we try to, we do our best in getting to each, our goal is to attend each Chamber of Commerce meeting at least once in that 7 or 8 month time frame that we have remaining in the year, as well as each county commission, each city council. So it isn't, it keeps us hopping. My the mileage that I placed on my vehicle last year was, to be exact, 30,332 miles. That is non-reimbursed mileage for me. But as you can see, I mean, that comes right out of my pocket. But again, I took an oath to serve, and that I will continue to do. Now, I also want to tell you, which some some of my colleagues don't get into this, but I'm going to. Let me tell you specifically about just how you're paying me. My salary is actually $20,035 a year. We also are paid when we are in Nashville and in the office a daily per diem of $198. Of course, out of that, you have to take your lodging, meals, etc.
But so you're not going to become a millionaire while you're...
No, you're definitely not going to become a millionaire, Thomas, that's for sure. And again, the only mileage that is payable is from my driveway to and from Nashville, to and from the office. When you're out here attending a county commission meeting, you're not being paid, but you're doing your duty, and that's the way I look at it. You know, we did have some highlights, and I'd like to before we go back into another break, I'd like to bring up the 2015 legislative highlights from this past session. You do have a state budget that is balanced. We have passed a balanced budget again for fiscal year 2015 and 16. This budget consists of over $33 billion. Now, from the revenue side, some may wonder just where do we get our money? Where does this $33 billion come from? Well, over $15 billion comes from just state revenues that is generated. And I may pause there to say one thing that's very encouraging. We are going to, we concluded our fiscal year over a $500 million increase. Ladies and gentlemen, we, as a state, we're doing great. So many can't say that, so many of our neighbors, surrounding states. But we as the state of Tennessee are from revenue side, we're doing great. And I appreciate the great job. And I think some of it has actually led from legislation that's been in the past that we have passed. And we'll get into that in just a few more minutes. Number two, the federal government, which I wish that we did not have to rely on the federal government. Their portion of our budget is $13 billion. My goodness, I do wish that we didn't have to rely on them. That, you know, whenever folks, you know how it is. Whenever you receive money from the federal government, there's always a string attached, and that's not so unfortunate. Current services brings in over $3 billion, and that's... that's licenses and things like that we have to pay for, license renewal on our car plates and so on and so forth. Tuition and student fees bring in $2 billion, and then from our bonds that we have invested, that's just over a half a billion. And finally, on the disbursement side, when it comes to our budget, oh boy, TennCare is the big one. TennCare cost us just over $10 billion. Our basic education, BE, better known as BEP, for grades K through 12, that cost us over $4 billion. Higher education, again, that $4 billion. TDOT operations, $2 billion. And corrections, just under $1 billion. And these are just five areas that take about two-thirds of the budget, and then, you've got some smaller, many, many, many smaller.
Okay, you just threw something there that a whole lot of people sometimes, they kind of pitch out that we spend more money on prisoners than we do on education, and that is totally untrue, isn't it?
That is totally untrue, yes. As a matter of fact, I have anyone that'd like to request, I have the greatest little, it's about a 5 or 6 page flyer that I can mail them. I think y'all know exactly what I'm saying here. It's in the pie shaped form. It's configured as a pie, and then it breaks down and gives you the percentages of all this. And it's just a great little piece and great overview to show you just exactly where our money comes from, but also goes to. And to conclude our 15th session, then one thing that many people, this should have been done decades ago, but we now have mandatory auto liability insurance. And we now have a, by this year's end, we will have a police, we will have it, system, if you will, to police this, and it will be in a position to do that. That way that if someone's automobile liability policy cancels, we're going to have a way of knowing just when that does, and they will receive a warning, and then if they do not respond and get liability on that vehicle, then they'll be subject to cancellation of their driving privileges. And you have to put some teeth in legislation, Thomas.
I know when you go through one of the roadblocks they set up now, or if you get pulled over, the first thing it's asked for anymore is proof of insurance.
You got it.
And which is great.
That's right. That's exactly right, because so many times we've had accidents that we're not at fault, but the other person is, and of course they don't have any insurance, and so it's just a real mess. So I'm so proud of this piece of legislation. Also, when it comes to driving, we've got our driver's license renewal was on a 5-year term. We've moved that up now an 8-year term. We now have a lifetime handgun carry permit that you can purchase rather than have to renew each and every year. So that's great. And then Common Core. One thing that we passed is Common Core is now no longer there, and we're replacing it with our own Tennessee standards. So with that, Thomas, I will pass it back to you for our sponsorship.
I think probably everyone here may whisper at you. But we do need to take a little bit of a break. And when you get two big talkers like a politician and an ex-basketball coach, sometimes we just don't know when to shut up and try to make a little bit of money for it. WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country, right here in the middle of Salina, Tennessee, in the historic old Clay County Courthouse. And we'll be back just in a minute with Representative Keesling. And we've got some other things we want to talk about. So get on the phone, call your neighbor here and tell them to tune us in. We've got a few more minutes left, and they might really be interested in what's coming up.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Back here again. Representative Kiesling hadn't given up on me yet. He's still sitting here with me. He's suffering a little bit this morning. Like, he may have a little bit of a chest cold after this little cold snap's come through here. But it hadn't slowed him down much yet. And we've got a few more things to talk about the legislature. So we'll jump right in. And Representative Kiesling, if you would, just continue with us a few minutes.
Thank you, Thomas. Yes, I have. I have had upper respiratory and sinus problems here for the past several days, but far from 100%, but I'm trying to climb the ladder and get back up there. I'd like to go into, of course, our 2016 legislative session is going to be here before you know it. Again, it begins in January, and there's already some jockeying around. And when I say jockeying, I don't mean that. Disrespectfully, my colleagues, some of them are already putting together some bills, some legislation right now, working with our attorney, legal force down there that we have, crafting some legislation for this next session. Of course, right now on the forefront, obviously relative to federal as well. But the Planned Parenthood issue is at the forefront. And I want to remind the people that currently Tennessee law states that no person, agency, corporation, partnership, or association shall offer or accept money or anything of value for an aborted child. Now, the law is punishable as a Class E felony, which carries a 1 to 6 year jail term and a fine up to $3,000. Now, when it comes to TennCare, and this is just an FYI to those out there, it, as required under federal law, TennCare covers abortions in limited circumstances, and those circumstances would be rape, incest, or the life of the mother is endangered. There was a question recently asked of just what amount of TennCare dollars that has gone to Planned Parenthood. Well, our number in 2014, the latest information that we have in that calendar year, there was a total. Let me, before I go farther, Planned Parenthood is not just, they don't perform just abortions. They do health care for women. So let me finish with this statement. In the calendar year 2014, a total of almost $64,000 was paid to Planned Parenthood. But to be clear, this amount was not for, the record shows that it was not for any abortions. It was for an array of other services that they provide, and to me that's good. But still, federal law does require us, if there is an abortion, they have to be performed in a certified facility.
Well, Representative Sneed, you know, just from the name Planned Parenthood, you would think that this organization was started to help people plan to be parents,
yes.
Not plan to not be parents.
I know. It's really sad. But my stance is I'm against abortion. Period, and that's where I am. So
the TennCare thing, can I throw something out there? The governor's plan. I know that the governor is Republican, and our legislature is controlled by the Republican Party. And yet, the reason behind this not, I know we hear, you know, Obamacare. We don't want anything to do. We don't want any of our money going to that thing that we don't have to. And I know.
you know, when you hear the numbers from both sides, but just a quick thing from you, the reason behind it not passing in Tennessee.
Well, again, the confusion is this. Now, the governor assured us, he assured the legislature that his Insure Tennessee plan was not related or was not Obamacare, was not Medicare expansion. I took him on his word of that. We went into special session last year, ladies and gentlemen, as you all remember, prior to our regular session, we went into special call session to address this very thing. Well, it came up in the Senate first, before it came in up into the House committee. So the Senate killed it. And I go back to that word confusion. The problem is that there's still folks out there that relate the governor's Insure Tennessee plan to Medicare expansion. And I believe the governor. I went with the governor on that. If it had got down to a vote on the House side, I would have voted in favor of because the governor. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We've got across our House district, the district that I've already described to you this morning, we have almost 800 people that are employed in our four small rural hospitals across this district. We're unlike the larger regional areas. They're less dependent, and we needed that governor's Insure Tennessee plan to help support our local hospitals, our local facilities. But
Salina has a hospital. Clay County has a hospital, and we may be one of the smallest population-wise areas anywhere in the state of Tennessee with a hospital of the caliber that we have here in Salina. And we do know that it is a struggle. We also know, you know, they have joined forces with a regional hospital in Cookeville, you know, trying to stay afloat, and they are a nonprofit organization now. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to separate the bad taste you have from the parts of it from the good parts of what's coming down.
Well, that's true, Thomas. And we are very fortunate here to have an affiliation with Cookeville Regional. We are. I have witnessed in Scott County. I witnessed the closing of a small rural hospital, the only hospital there in Scott County, and that was. The doors were closed for over a year, and folks, let me tell you something. You don't want that to happen here. It's just a devastating thing. Our EMS service there in Scott County, we were running, we had four or five ambulances, and we were running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to and from the more urban areas into Oak Ridge and to Knoxville. We were just burning the roads up.
Well, and I know that our administration here at this hospital has spoken very kindly of the effort that you placed before the legislature, because I not mention any particular areas, but we had other areas in the state that felt like that we were getting an unfair advantage over a tremendously large, much larger corporation, that because we were, you know, a small rural county, that we were just getting this tremendous advantage without looking at you know, where we're at and what we're doing.
Exactly. Well, kudos to Andrew McLaren, of course, and now it's Patricia Strong, and we folks, I'm going to tell you something. You'd have to look long and hard to find a greater staff administratively as well as medical staff. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, very, very glad to hear that.
Okay, a couple of things. I know we're hearing a lot about it out of the TV stations down in Nashville, and that is the guns in the parks. It's a dangerous thought of some of the places that folks may be, you know, allowed to carry guns. And we know the danger of these mentally disturbed folks getting a weapon. And but then also, you know, myself as a former teacher, coach in crowds, you know, you worry about getting in a crossfire one of these things one of these days where some well-meaning citizen, you know, hey, I'm going to take this guy down. And that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I'll tell you, I just a couple of years ago, I finally did apply and obtain my carry permit. Just simply because I have felt threatened in Nashville a couple of times on a couple of counts, and I have a carry permit. I am a Second Amendment believer, but there you know we can. I don't know. There, look, it isn't a perfect world. It's just so many. You can draw up so many different scenarios that that could take place. But I don't know. I'm not for sure that carrying guns in schools is a, you know, is a great idea, Thomas. But you know,
The forces on the gun control question are at such polar opposites.
Yes.
I don't know whether there's any way that they can ever be brought much closer together.
I doubt it. From what I've witnessed firsthand down there, I don't know. I don't see that actually happening. It's just not a perfect world. I don't know what the outcome.
Hey, I know what we need to do right now. We need to let you draw a number out of here.
Okay.
And
yes. I'll be glad to, and I'll hand you that number, sir.
And it looks like, let's see, who has won a birthday cake today? This is a great couple here. I've known them forever and ever. Had their children in class over the years, Gladys and Lisa Thompson, who are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. Young'uns, you did a good job calling them in, and they need to go by out at the Clay County Chamber and pick up that cake, and maybe you can catch Danny at home sometime, rather than he can help enjoy this cake also. I don't know how much time we've got left, but I know we've got just a few minutes. Representative, it has been an absolute pleasure having you here this morning, and I hope the folks have gotten to know you a little bit better. And I know if they come out to any of our celebrations we have here around the square, they definitely know who you are because you're here, and I believe you're going to be here. I guess we can do a little commercial for you. You're going to be here next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 5 to 7, we're having a, it's a fellowship, just a get-together out at, at their Senior Citizens Center here in the auditorium. At the administration building, I think they call it.
Yeah.
Community.
Not in the courtroom.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. So please, everyone, come out. We'd love to. We're gonna have a meal and a dessert and drinks, and so come out and enjoy. And again, Thomas, I want to thank you for inviting me to be on the Clay County Corner with you today with WVFB and. My final thought is thank you, Clay County, for allowing me to represent you in Nashville. It is truly an honor, and I hold it very seriously. Thank you all, and have a great day.
And we will close with, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we're here again the next time, and be safe out there on the roads, folks, for the yard sale going on. But we'll sign off now, and we'll see you next week here at the same time, and I believe Susan will be with you next week, so join us, and have a good time with us like we always do here on the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.